Hey, Freedom Seeker, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland, and I'm grateful to have you with me today. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer, and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them, or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. It's Friday, and you know on Friday we talk about mindset most of the time. Today I want to talk about self-discipline. Frankly, this is something I wish I had when I started. I didn't have discipline, I had panic most of the time. Granted, those of you that know my story, you know I left my job and I needed to make money like day one of not having my job. And so it was a very high-pressure situation. However, I definitely suffer from entrepreneur enthusiasm disease. Okay, I just made that up, by the way. That's like, in case you couldn't tell. We'll call it EED, entrepreneur enthusiasm disease. It's the one where you get so many fun ideas, like you're just overstimulated. And then you go to try to put them into action and you're constantly like, start, stop, do this, do that. I was doing that other thing. That was, why didn't I finish that? Yeah, it's like, that is something that happens, I think, to so many of us, because one of the beautiful things about working from home and working for yourself is, you know, there's no like specific rules. There's no specific agenda. You get to determine all of that. And in the beginning, especially, it's like, woo, party. You know, you're just out there, just experiencing life, and having discipline can be, it's a learned behavior. You know, we could go to our job and have discipline because we know if we don't show up and we don't follow through, we won't get paid. But sometimes when we're working for ourselves, we're not getting paid whether we work or not. So why not walk outside and go do something fun? But I want to talk about it in a different way. This isn't like an episode about time management or helping you commit to the process. You know, really, honestly, you know what this is about? This is about not getting caught up in FOMO. I think that a FOMO, fear of missing out, that pain of like seeing somebody else who's got what you want and they show you the way, the magic that makes it happen. And so you chase after it and you're just like, oh my gosh, I need this now. And you go all in, you dedicate yourself, and then you burn out. Like it didn't work fast enough, or you didn't stick with it because you got your next idea from your, you know, entrepreneur enthusiasm disease. But anyway, the point is that discipline is really learning to tell yourself no to things. And this is something that I've taken the last year to really learn and implement in my life because of exactly what I just told you. I have EED. it's because I fall into these traps of like, I got to do the next big thing and I got to get this done and all of it. We're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. You know, probably Grant Cardone's guilty of it. Everybody, every entrepreneur at almost every level suffers from this exact thing. And the solution, the anecdote, my dear friend, is discipline. It's learning to say no when you are getting caught up in the hype. And I'm going to give you 3 steps today to help you say no and to truly test if something is right for you. Okay, here's how. So number one, pray about it. Instead of just feeling like, I got to jump into this, a lot of times what will happen is you could be on Facebook, you get an ad, it sucks you in. You're like, oh, I got to buy it now because it won't show up again. I'll lose it. Okay, export that, like click on that little button that says open in an external browser and save it, bookmark it, email the link to yourself. I don't care. Do something so that you don't feel like you have to take action in that exact second. All right. And then pray about it. And sometimes I'll tell God, like, okay, if it's meant to be that I'm working with this person or doing this thing, make it known, like make it obvious. I don't want to forget about it. Because guys, listen, you're gonna most of the time be onto some other idea, or better yet, you have the answer. You didn't need that thing to begin with. And it was just a moment of that euphoria, that dopamine hit that comes when we think we have found the solution. It's like that magic bullet. It solves all our problems. No, it doesn't. Okay. And when you get hooked into that, now you got to commit the time and the energy to applying your brain to learning it and to executing on that thing. So if you're not fully in a space, or that thing, whatever it is, isn't going to bring you closer to your vision of building up your online business, your traction. Okay. You want to build traction in your business. And that comes from only putting your time, attention, and money into things that move you closer to your goal. And I promise you, you are your best salesperson. Okay. You are going to convince yourself that that thing is the thing, the answer, the end all be all to whatever problem you're feeling in the moment. And maybe it is. I'm not saying it's not. All I'm saying is, put a pin in it. It's like in the movie Bolt, boop, put a pin in it. And then if it makes sense later, guess what? It didn't go anywhere. You can still do it. Okay, so that's solution number one. Pray about it. Solution number two is to be clear about your ultimate goals and ask yourself this question. Do I have a specific process that I have time tested? If the answer is no, then you're not allowed, make it a rule for yourself, you're not allowed to get any new things until you have proven this system doesn't work, okay? Because what happens is we try something and we feel like it doesn't work, and the key word there was feel like it doesn't work, and then guess what? We feel this next thing is going to be the thing. So we hurry up and get into that. And none of it ever ends up working, not because those things don't work, but because we don't work them. Okay. So if you have something right now, you have a framework, you have a process, you have something you're doing, and it isn't time tested and strategy applied, then make yourself a rule that you can't get any new things. However, to satisfy your entrepreneur enthusiasm disease, you can like create a notes app of like interesting ideas or things you think will be helpful when or if your current strategy doesn't work. So your brain can rest and you can go back to doing what you were doing. All right. So that's number two. All right. My solution number three, get an accountability partner. You tell this accountability partner, look, I have EED. Explain what it means and tell them that their job is to not let you get any new thing. And you tell yourself, I have to run it by my accountability partner first and talk through it. This accountability partner should be somebody who is like a process-oriented, deep thinker, usually says no to things, you know, the person who is the opposite of you. And it should not be your spouse. Your spouse is probably the opposite of you, but it should not be your spouse because like we don't want to be told no from our spouses. But how about a business partner or a good friend or, you know, another business person, like somebody, a business acquaintance or some other person you know that runs a business who understands what we're talking about, right? So they totally get it. And they can also help you decipher when, yes, this is a thing that will help you build traction versus bad idea, don't go for it. This is shiny object syndrome. Okay. So that is my tip for the day. This is Friday. I know this is going to save you probably a lot of money, actually. Say no to a few things. You have a few extra $100 in your pocket. And also, you're going to find that whatever you're doing is going to work because you're going to stick to it. You know, what inspired this episode was the fact that simply this, everything and anything of all these like strategies I see, whether it's social media, get posting 10 times, 50 times a day, whatever, you know, I'm exaggerating, podcasting strategy, you know, course strategy, AI strategy, all these things are external and they're all applicable. They will all work. Can you guys hear my chicken? It's sitting outside my window like, rawr, rawr, rawr. Why is a chicken crowing at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? I wonder that. I thought they only crowed in the morning, but apparently no. Anyway, my point is to say that as these, now it's distracting. I can't even think. I was experiencing Eid for a moment. I got distracted. But what I'm trying to say though is all the ways will work. All the strategies will work. But if you don't dedicate the time and attention and the commitment to the strategy, it will not work. And then you're going to be frustrated or finding yourself buying the next shiny thing just to solve this immediate problem of like, I need money, right? Because we make those decisions because we think we're missing something. But I'm telling you, consistency wins. Consistency wins. This is a thing, like a mantra I've told myself. And it goes back when I study successful people, and I don't just mean entrepreneurs or founders. I'm even thinking back to when I worked in the car business. The most prolific car salespeople that were the most consistent at producing sales were always consistent. There was the word. They were consistent. But the key was they had a specific strategy, and they employed the strategy, and they were consistent in their strategy. It wasn't because they took the most leads, ups is what they call them. They were the ones who would get on the phone. You know, they were the ones who asked for referrals. In the service industry, on the service side, they were the ones who set guidelines for themselves and time blocked and treated all their customers the same. And I mean, just my point is this, consistency wins. The salespeople that would have like a windfall month where they were successful and then not, those were the ones who were not consistent. They were not, they were impulsive. Okay, that's the word. So consistency wins. Put your Eid to the side. These three strategies will help you, and I hope you have a great weekend. All right, we'll see you back here on Monday.